Writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn, they know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofers. They started out as roofers, but they excel as innovators, and they're very, very keen on community relations. Malone Roofers. All right, George, in the Malone Scores desk. Let's go with them.
All right, Russ, let's start from the top, and we'll start with 6A. Brandon on the road tonight at Meridian, a winner, 35-12 over the Meridian Wildcats. Pearl won their fourth district game of the year. They shut out George County at home 41-0. It was D'Iberville 49, Hancock 28. It was Gulfport doubling up Harrison Central 42-21. Horn Lake goes to Oxford and wins 28-17. Petal a 42-30 winner over Jim Hill. Northwest Rankin goes to Clinton and wins a big game 34-14. Also on the Gulf Coast, Ocean Springs beats Pascagoula 35-7, St. Martin 41, Biloxi 23. In North Mississippi, and in a big game, a little bit of a surprise, South Panola beats Chicolo 21-7. It was South Haven winning over Columbus 27-14. Starkville hangs on at the end and beats Madison Central at Madison Central 21-17. That's Madison Central's first district loss of the year. Warren Central in Jackson beats Murrah 39-18. Moving to 5A action, Natchez a 34-33 winner over Brookhaven. Holmes County Central beat Cleveland Central tonight 42-21. Stone a 28-15 win over Gaucher. Lafayette County over Grenada 55-21. Center Hill beat Lewisburg 27-17. Picayune, no problem with Long Beach tonight, 57-7. Germantown won a good game tonight over Neshoba Central. Neshoba Central was 7-1. Germantown 3-4, but Germantown at home wins that game 36-21. Lake Cormorant beats Saltillo 41-12. South Jones, a one-point winner, 35-34 over North Pike. Hattiesburg rolls tonight again. They won their eighth game of the year. They beat Wayne County 49-0. Laurel in overtime beat West Jones 23-17. And West Point, a one-point winner over Olive Branch. Olive Branch, that's their first loss of the season, 34-33, the final. Moving to some 4A action, Senatobia 42-10 over Vihalia. East Central shut out St. Stanislaus 16-0. Macomb and our giant game of the week, or game of the month.
Yeah.
Macomb over Florence, 40-34. Clarksdale beat Gentry 56-14. New Hope over League Central 24-17. Interesting thing about that, both New Hope and League Central, neither one won a game.
Really?
Yeah.
0-4 on both sides.
Yeah, 0-4 on both sides, but New Hope got their first win of the year over League Central 24-17.
Guess who New Hope gets to play next week?
I'm not sure.
Jackson Prep.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to be a little salty over there, Prep, next week.
How about that?
Yeah, they beat them last year. And up there at New Hope, and they had that wide receiver that played in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. Had a great game.
All right. Moss Point beat Pass Christiane 14-0. Northeast Lauderdale over Newton County 40-3. Caledonia and Pontotoc. Pontotoc beat Caledonia 28-27. It was Greenwood over Rosa Fork 39-18. Purvis and Lawrence County. Lawrence County won over Purvis 35-28. South Pike over Lanier. You'd ask about this one earlier. 62-22. South Pike won their seventh game of the year, but that's Lanier's only their third loss of the year.
How about that?
New Albany beat Tishomingo County 45-0. West Lauderdale beat Mendenhall tonight 28-7.
Are you kidding me?
No, West Lauderdale, they're 8-1, and that was Mendenhall's first loss.
Wow.
But, West Lauderdale won that game.
And that was at?
That was at Mendenhall.
Mendenhall, yeah.
Huh? It was 28-6. 28-6 West Lauderdale. Velma Jackson beat Crystal Springs 58-21. It was Louisville all over Forest 49-3 tonight. Houston over South Pontotoc 43-21. Columbia edged Jefferson Davis County 14-12. Kossuth over Mantachie 41-12. I just mentioned that because I love both those names. It was Raleigh beating McLaurin 35-7.
You also like Nanawaya.
I love Nanawaya, but I really like Kossuth and Mantachie.
That's true.
Morton over Southeast Lauderdale 28-27. North Panola won their seventh game over Holly Springs. They won 50-6. Same score. North Pontotoc beat Boonville 50-6. It was Seminary over Tylertown 20-14. Water Valley shut out Cahoma AHS 41-0. Wilkinson County over Hazelhurst 26-20. 2A action, Winona over Calhoun City 21-3.
Ooh, that's Perry Lyles and the folks there at Calhoun City taking that loss tonight.
Yeah, Winona's now 9-0. They're having a nice year. Scott Central beat Lake 41-0. Lloyd Starr over Enterprise Lincoln 61-22. Mize over Puckett 36-28. Pelahatchie beat Pisgah 41-21. Perry Central shut out St. Patrick 46-0. Taylorsville, they're having a really good year. They're 9-0. They beat Enterprise Clark 41-6. 1A Smithville over Ashland 49-18. Biggersville shut out H.W. Byers 45-0. Simmons, I don't know if Simmons has given up a point all year. They're now 8-0. They beat Coffeyville 63-0. And I'm not exaggerating. I bet they haven't given up 20 points accurately.
Oh, no, I guarantee them that they haven't. And it's probably Carter was president the last time they lost. I mean,
really. Knoxipater beat King County 28-0. Resurrection beat Mount Olive 44-6. Sacred Heart over Lumberton 51-7. It was Nanawaya got it.
There you go. Got it in there.
They beat Barterman 48-14. MAIS action, the big game really in the MAIS tonight was MRA and Prep. And it, at MRA, Prep loses for the first time in what, 2 years?
26 games.
Yeah, 2 years. It'll give 2 years and some change. But 42-21, MRA over Prep. MRA is now 9-0. Prep is now 8-1. The playoffs, though, I'm sure they'll match up somewhere along the way.
Yep.
Oak Forest beat Park Lane 28-21. Heritage beat Starkville Academy 21-7. St. Aloysius all over Hillcrest 63-0 was the final there. Let's see, Leak over Winston 43-8. North Delta beat Marshall 40-20. Central Hines 38-0 went over Park Place Christian. And I'll throw in one more. Greenville Christian over Deer Creek, 38-6.
Well, there's the rundown right now. You can get all these scores on the app or on the website at fnutl.com. If we missed one or maybe you just got back in the car and you're taking off, be sure to buckle up and get home safely tonight.
Well, it's like I say, I mean, there's about 160 games. So you can't, you know, it's hard to track them all down. But, and you know, we had some on Thursday night. But as I said, right at the top of the show, we had 22 unbeaten teams going into tonight. And 25 teams, believe it or not, that haven't won a game.
So, really?
Yeah.
25
yeah.
teams that had not
that
won
won,
a game.
Not won a game, yeah. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
Yeah,
that.
But anyway, so some of them got on the winning track tonight, and some of the unbeaten's went down, so it all kind of works out.
Yeah, it does. It all comes out in a wash. I want to remind everyone that on this next break, after we take a timeout, we're going to get a report on the Wendy's Giant game. Caleb Collins will be talking to us. Don Barnes also on that call. The next Wendy's Giant game will be Oxford at Hernando.
That'll be a good one.
That'll be a good one. And so we'll keep an eye on that that ball game. Well, big thanks to the folks at Macomb High School. They really accommodated Friday Night Under the Lights as they came in to do the Wendy's Giant game. And boy, Chris and Don worked overtime to make sure that that game happened. And Macomb Tigers were just stunned, George, that they lost to Lanier last week. I mean, they were just stunned. And I think Lanier's probably stunned tonight because they got beat 62-22. So Macomb comes back with a big win over a pretty good Florence team.
Yeah.
And Caleb was telling me they had a wild finish down there. And so we'll
yeah, we were sitting here before we went on and we were listening to some of that. There was a like an onside kick at the end that kind of got to be a real raw scramble. So
a scrum.
Yeah, something like that. We'll hear more about that.
All right, so that's coming up. Then, of course, our coach tonight on the Malone Roofers Coach's Corner, our coach tonight is Tony Vance, who is the head coach for the Hattiesburg Tigers, who has not lost the game. And, you know, you knew that when Tony took that job at, you know, it hasn't been that long since that you just didn't mention the Hattiesburg Tigers. It wasn't been that long ago.
No.
And he got in there and changed and turned that program around. The kids have bought into it. And I just got to think you're probably looking at Hattiesburg and maybe West Point in that 5A game in the championship game.
Well, very well could. But, you know, West Point was just so strong and so dominating last year. And it looks like Hattiesburg's kind of having that kind of year on the south side this year.
Yeah, it does. We're going to be watching those pretty closely. So we're also going to open up the phone lines and after this break. And you'll have a chance to call 601-453-4800 if you'd like to talk to us on Friday Night in Life, talk to you about your school, maybe a big win tonight or what's coming up. We're going to duck out of here and take a time out. You are listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. Back with more in a moment.
Safe. Children. assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concept at 800-985-9367. One call to credit concept, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Wow, judging from these bids. Made possible tonight by Wendy's and the Wendy's Giant Game of the Week. We're gonna get right on the telephone because Caleb Collins, Don Barnes were there at the game tonight, as Matt Timms was as well, and their producer was Ryan Saxon, and they had the Giant Game of the Week. Who's on phone with me first between Caleb and Don? Somebody's on there.
While you're doing that, we always...
Right now, Caleb's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there he is.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, you sent me a note saying it was a wild finish. What happened down there tonight?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to try to skip the first half because McComb was up 26-13 at half, just to give you a score. And then no score in the third quarter. And then at one point in the third quarter, the score was 33-23 McComb. So, McComb kicks off and Florence returns it to the 15-yard line, scores a touchdown, and for some reason they decide not to go for two with only about with only a couple of minutes left in the game. So, they do decide to go for two, but it's no good, and it ends up being 33-28. So, they go for an onside kick. Excuse me, no, they don't. So, okay, I wrote all this down, and I'm having trouble following it because I'm like that.
You're probably trying to read it in the dark.
Yeah, it's not exactly helping. Florence decides to go for an onside kick with about 3 minutes left in the game. And they don't recover it, so they get McComb into a 4th-and-1, and then they have the call of the game. Quarterback keeper runs around the edge, 40 yards for a touchdown. So it's 40-28 now. And somehow Florence manages to drive down the field with less than 1:30 in the game to make it 40-35. And then they go for another onside kick because they have to. And they recover it with about 27 seconds left on the clock.
Wow.
And wait for it. The refs throw a flag because Florence is apparently offsides, but we have a perfect video of it. Florence was most definitely not offsides, and that cost him the game.
Wow. Wow. Well.
Yeah.
That. Well, let me speak with Don over there. Don was on the call. Let me speak to Don Bard.
All righty.
All right, so a wild finish down there tonight. I tell you, McComb really threw out the red carpet for it to be the Wendy's Giant game, didn't he?
Hello? Yeah.
I was talking to Don, all of a sudden he wasn't there.
Well, I'll keep talking to you.
What, are y'all on the same phone?
No, I'm in the car with Ryan. Don's in the car with Matt.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll get him on another. So a big exciting game down there, and a big win for the McComb Tigers. Kind of get back on the winning track after losing to Lanier about there. And it, I'll tell you, that onside kick is really changing football, high school football, because a lot of teams are going for it. Caleb, thanks a lot for the report on that, and for handling that game tonight for us down there in the Wendy's Giant game of the week in McComb.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, man. That's our intern. Let's go now. Josh West is joining us on the telephone. He did the Tri-County game. Before I get started, I got to tell you, did the game last night with Hines, and your boy Swayze Bozeman, pretty good football player.
Yeah, there are actually a couple of guys, former Tri-County guys. Brock Thompson for Hines and Swayze Bozeman for Colim were both playing in that game. So I heard about half of Flora was there.
They brought a crowd down, I'm telling you. And it was 41-27 at the half. At the end of the game, it was 41-27. It's a crazy game. All right, what did Tri-County do tonight?
Well, Tri-County just ran into that Greenville St. Joe buzzsaw. Dylan Johnson and Trey Benson, that duo combined last week for, my goodness, 8-9 touchdowns.
Yep.
The
yep.
62 points they scored last week against Greenville Christian. Trey Benson last week had 13 carries for 392 yards and 8 touchdowns. He also had a 75-yard pick six. Tonight, he had probably 200 yards rushing, multiple touchdowns. Dylan Johnson had a 60-yard kickoff return. Trey Denson had a about 75-80-yard interception return. And it was just big plays. We just, Jacob Nelson had a 55-yard run. Bryant County did not have an answer for the big plays, and they lose 55-33.
Wow. Now, what does this do to their playoff situation?
Okay, so a lot of things. This really solidifies the number one seed for Greenville St. Joe, and so Tri-County coming into that game as the number two seed can finish no higher than the number six seed. So with a loss, Tri-County was going to be the seventh seed, but Clinton Christian loses tonight to Single A Tunica 34-22. So Tri-County, if they can beat Hartfield next week, Clinton Christian has a very tough game against Centerville. And then Carroll Academy and Winona play, and there's a couple of other games we're looking at, but Tri-County has a chance to finish sixth and be on the opposite side of the back bracket of Greenville St. Joe, and maybe has a chance to maybe face Greenville St. Joe again in the championship.
You know, and that really would be a smart play. I tell you, that St. Joe team, they score a lot of points up there. They got that offense rolling.
Well, they do, and you know, we got off to a great start. We forced the fumble, third play of the game, go down and score a touchdown, get an interception, and instead of having it about the 40, a block in the back, takes it back to our 17-yard line. We go three and out and punt. They pop us in three plays. We then get it back to them. They pop us in two plays, pop us in three plays. All of a sudden, we're down 24-7. And then we score, make it 24-13. Before we can come back from break, Russ, they return the kickoff for a touchdown.
Oh.
That's how explosive they are.
That is a sportscaster's nightmare. So Tri-County takes it on the chin, and we got a couple of folks we got to get to on the phone. But good job on the report, Josh, as always. And we appreciate you joining us on Friday night under the lights.
All right, thanks, Russ.
All right, let's go to Don Barnes, who's on the telephone now, and Don was on the call of the Wendy's Giant game of the week, which saw Macomb beat Florence, and, you know, it turned out to be a pretty good ball game, Don.
Oh, Russ, I tell you what, that was one of the best ball games that we've called all season long, and you just got to stand back in awe and look at this kid, Jaquavian Anderson. He had 5 touchdowns on the night. The first 2 came on his 5 touches. First 5 touches of the game, they had 2 touchdowns in the bag already early in the first quarter, and you knew something special was going to be happening that game. But really, throughout the ball game, I think he probably had upwards of about 200 yards, maybe 15 to 20 touches. I don't have any official stats on it, but the kid lit it up. And then that incredible end run by the quarterback to stuff in that 6th touchdown was just an incredible run, and it fooled everybody on the fake up the middle. Nobody knew he had the football until he was around the edge and down the sideline for the touchdown. But the crazy thing that Caleb was telling you guys about was that onside kick. What actually happened there was that it was an illegal procedure call because so I guess in high school, and this is something that I was not aware of, you cannot come from a huddle and turn and run to the ball and kick.
What?
Have you ever heard of that? That they were huddled, they never spread out, they were huddled, turned and ran and kicked the football and recovered it. It looked as clean to me as it could possibly be, but they ruled it an illegal procedure call, and that started it all the way down the line. I mean, Coach Pruitt had an absolute meltdown on the field, and they ended up having to let the last 17 seconds of that game tick off because both teams were getting ready to go. They were getting ready to clear bits.
All right.
It was a nuts game.
Man. All right, let's go back now. MRA bunches up tonight, and they run up to the ball, and they stop, and then they go wide. So that's legal, correct?
No. They never went wide.
No. I'm saying MRA
came
did.
Straight from a huddle as a group. Straight from a huddle as a group, and he kicked the football. There was never anybody offside. They just never spread out.
I don't know. I'd have to get a clarification on that, but I don't know where they're getting illegal procedure on that.
We'll have to look at the playback, and I'm sure it will be seen over and over over the next couple of weeks.
Well,
somebody's going to look at that play.
I'll tell you what, we got Tony Vance coming up in the on the Malone Coaches Corner. I'll ask him because he's seen just about anything, but I'm with you. I've never, first of all, I've never seen him kick out of that group, and then secondly, I've never seen it called. An illegal formation, maybe. But if
maybe it was an illegal formation, but we heard illegal procedure. Either way, it was a really high questionable call.
Well, you got to have so many men on the line. You know,
on a kickoff?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to have so many men on the line.
Well,
I think.
We'll ask Tony Vance when we talk to him. Hey, and Don, big thanks to the folks at Macomb High School for helping you guys get all that game on down there.
They did a fantastic job. I tell you what, it was a great night. I wish that there had been more fans in the stands. I think they were a little beat up from last week losing to Lanier, but they missed a great ball game tonight. And again, can't say enough about that kid Anderson. He really ran lights out. Number 12 was all over the field.
All right, Don, be careful coming, and I mean that. I mean that. Be careful coming home and get here safely tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Don Barnes on the call of the Wendy's Giant game. Next game up will be Oxford at Hernando. We're really looking forward to that. I'm still having a problem with illegal procedure. I do not see that. Maybe some official is in the car listening tonight. We get officials to call us from time
to time. Yeah. I want to say it doesn't really matter whether it's an offensive play or you know, you're kicking like that. I think you have to have so many men on the line of scrimmage.
It makes sense.
Now, I'm not positive of that.
When you run a play, you have to have that.
When you run a play, but, I mean, the kickoff is a play. So
that's true.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, and we don't have time. We don't have time. I got to tell you something about Simmons when we get back.
Okay, Hollandale Simmons.
Yeah,
good.
Just real quick.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights. Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. They started out as roofers, but they excel as innovators, and they're very, very community-oriented. All right, you've got something about Hollandale Cement.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to throw this in, and thanks to Dave Schaus for looking this up.
You know, Dr. Dave
knows everything. Source of all knowledge. Hollandale Cement is now 8-0 on the season. I made this comment because they beat Coffeyville this week 63-0. And I made this comment. I don't think Hollandale Cement has given up 20 points all year long. I was right. They've only given up 14 all year long. They've played 8 games. They've had 5 shutouts. They gave up 6 points to Humphreys County, 6 points to LaFleur County, and 2 points to West Lowndes, for a grand total of 14 points year-to-date.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's pretty strong, isn't it?
That's pretty strong.
That's pretty strong. They're 1A, and they won, they won at least 2 state championships in a row.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that in.
Oh, I think they may have won 3.
I don't remember.
Gosh, it doesn't sound like they're on the way to another one.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody that maybe